Welcome to Real Flicks Reviews Movie News. Today we have Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and Ryan Preston. So the question of the week is, what is your top three favorite comic book heroes? And we're going to start off the show with a little movie news. And on the, oh, this is such a shocker pile, Kevin Feige confirms that Captain Marvel will be an origin story. Shocking!
No way!
A comic book movie that starts off with an origin. What was that, Ryan?
I mean, of course it is. Every comic book movie is going to be an origin except for Batman and Superman. Let's just resign ourselves to that, okay?
The question is, how many people know of Captain Marvel? Especially
not enough to not do a backstory.
And know that Captain Marvel's a woman. And I actually think they could just go without having an origin story, and I think it'll be fine. Because I actually think they could have a story and tell the origin in the middle of a story. I don't know, kind of an original idea.
Yeah, but that's almost getting kind of gimmicky, you know?
I think they should bring Static Shock in.
Now, see, the problem that you run into, yeah, I agree. The problem you run into with the origin story as the whole movie is you run the risk of bringing out the powers of the character too late into the movie where people are just bored to, you know, they're bored to their gills with all of the exposition and how they got there. And the one movie that comes to mind that did it really good was Ant-Man.
Yeah, you know, that was actually, I was actually pleasantly surprised by that one. I was
got into it quick.
Yeah, but I think the benefit that Ant-Man had, though, that the fact it was not, well, it was well known. He's not a big character, if you know what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, he grows into a really big character if he wants to.
Yeah, he's, come on, dude.
He's really an ancillary character, so no pun intended.
Yeah, you did.
And so I think they could have, it was more comedic. Versus if you look at all the other ones.
That's what actually kind of kept you going is you got people like Paul Rudd really entertaining you, almost making you forget you're watching a superhero movie. And you're like, oh, shit, he turned into an ant. I forgot.
Well, I think John also really likes Ant-Man because it wasn't done by Michael Bay.
Bingo.
I mean, just throwing that out there.
There's a lot of
John
crap I could say.
John is a big fan of Michael Bay. For you audience members, we would really appreciate it if you just sent us all the requests for Michael Bay movies.
Don't do that because they'll never get it.
It's John at, what was it, jrdc.net?
Nope.
Yeah, just send all of your Michael Bay requests to that.
No, please don't.
Yeah,
I think John might kill me for doing that.
Yes. Matter of fact, yes. If James isn't here next week, you know why.
You know what? You can also send a request to gonzo8me2@yahoo.com. That's fine with me as well.
It's Yahoo, you'll never see that versus all the spam he gets.
You guys be prepared for the flood of poor emails.
So the thing that I thought was interesting is Mel Gibson's been in the news a lot when it comes to Hollywood, and there's a report that came out that said Mel Gibson is no longer persona non grata in Hollywood because it was something Ridge is coming out. He's got the second Passion of the Christ coming out.
Yeah, I actually want to see the Ridge.
It'll be interesting. I'm really excited to see what he does because I actually like him better as a director.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Ryan?
Look, I've always been a fan of Mel Gibson, which is why I was so kind of brokenhearted
and
anti-Jew on everybody. But I really appreciate what he's done as a filmmaker, even the shit that he kind of did under the radar, you know, after the whole, you know, incident and whatnot. And
dun dun dun.
You know, look, there's a lot of actors that I don't really that I can divorce sort of their personal dumb shittedness to, you know, the movies that they make. You know, I'm never gonna not like Braveheart because the guy said some, you know, like anti-Semitic shit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean it's a bloody shame that he did, you know, but I'm not reading the guy's blog. I'm watching movies that he's acting in.
I would totally read his blog just because I actually think it would be funny. I think it would be in all caps though. And hey, at least somebody got that joke. The other one, I'm actually really sick of this freaking trend. Disney is going to make another live-action movie, and this is going to be in of the second Golden Age of Disney. Can you guess which one?
Yes, I can, because I can see your screen.
Okay, guess.
Aladdin.
Circle gets the square. Why the hell do they need a remake of this? And here's the reason why I say they shouldn't. Robin Williams is dead.
Yeah.
Leave Wait, it I'm alone. Sorry,
are they doing this live action?
Yes. Guy Ritchie.
No, I've been saying this shit for years that they need to do that one live action.
Well, see,
okay, look, maybe not necessarily Aladdin, but I was actually thinking like a good 40 Thieves movie, you know?
Well, they're doing Beauty and the Beast as well.
I know. They've just repurposed like 11 movies that they're going to be doing live action. And that's cool and all, but...
I know. You really want a live action Jungle Book, don't you?
They can't do Genie.
That's pretty much like that's the thing is it has to go. I know everyone's probably sick of this shit nowadays, but it's got to go dark.
See,
you know, it's got to go the other direction.
I got an idea, Disney. You can do Genie, but Genie is CGI, and all that you had Robin Williams, all those 8-10 hours of audio that you couldn't release because Robin Williams was cursing, you can do that for a voiceover of the CGI.
I'm saying
go CGI, go really dark, get Benedict Cumberbatch to do the voice.
No. Oh, Samuel God. L. Jackson.
What the fuck?
Ryan, I know you've got this man crush on Benedict Cumberbatch. He is not perfect for every role, okay?
Hey, Cumberbatch is my boy, all right? And did you hear him do the voice of Smaug in The Hobbit? It was like the only good part of that shit.
See, yeah, here's
I'm gonna slap you if he sucks at Doctor
So there's
Strange.
Only one good thing so far from what I've heard is Guy Ritchie is supposed to direct this movie.
Yeah, I heard you mention that.
Guy Ritchie's going to do what?
He's going to direct it.
Going to direct Aladdin. We're still talking about Aladdin?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
But my big problem really is Aladdin's not the main character in this movie. You may think he is, but it's Genie. And that's the one thing I have a hard time doing it solely because Robin Williams is no longer with us.
I don't know. If Benedict Cumberbatch
snorts
a bunch of coke and drinks, he might be all right.
And you're getting precious about the cartoon version. I guarantee you it's not going to be a musical.
No, it's
not going to be solely improv.
No, it's see that's
you
the
know, they're
reason
not going to get some other funny guy in, you know.
Well, see the reason why I think it was really good is because it was almost 100% improv.
Well, that's my point is they're not going to do anything like that. There's no reason to, you know. That was lightning in a bottle. I mean, it's like how we were all like up in arms about Heath Ledger doing Joker, and it turns out it was just something completely different. You know?
I agree. I do think they're going to have a hard time going against this because everybody's going to be thinking it's going to be
crap.
Robin Williams' version of it, or if it's not, it's going to suck. I really do think they have an uphill battle with this.
Yeah, I agree.
I think the time is perfect to do something like that. Well, you know, get some big scope on it. You know, like really get the that old school badass Middle East when people weren't terrified.
I'm thinking a 12 power. Maybe a gold ring. I don't know. I mean, I'm about as excited as this I am about Bad Boy 3, which is going to start filming in May.
Wow, I don't know which one I'm looking forward to more. And I'm not kidding.
Wow, really?
Oh, man, I love both Bad Boys movies. I am not defending them, but I fucking love both of those.
I will go with the first one. The second one. Eh.
Oh, the second one, almost because it's more ridiculous, I like it even more. The weird shootout with the Haitians, it was the funniest thing ever.
So, another question is, how many of you guys like biopics?
No.
It depends on who it is, honestly.
So here's one that I actually think would be interesting, because we've had, these are all people I think that are part of the 27 Club. A Janis Joplin biopic, I think, could be interesting because everybody knows her music, but at this point, it's been such a long time since she was alive. It could be at least interesting.
I mean, if it's as bad as Walk the Line, when you got Hair Lip who can't sing.
See, I'm thinking you've got Val Kilmer, who did the Doors, Jim Morrison documentary.
Yeah.
You had the Jimi Hendrix documentary, which was really well done.
Are we talking about a documentary or are we talking about a biopic?
Excuse me, the biopic. Because there was a Jimi Hendrix biopic I thought was really well done for what it was, I think this would be fine. I really do. I think this is at the point that people know of her music more than her. I think this could do really well.
Well, it's, I mean, so like I said, I mean, it really, it depends on, I mean, look, I'm being, you know, standoffish about this, and I probably shouldn't, because I've watched a lot of biopics that on people that I didn't know really think I was going to be interested in, and then you watch it and it's compelling. It really depends on how the movie's made.
I mean, I loved Ray.
So
yeah, Ray was amazing.
Michelle Williams is set to to star as her, and it's going to be Sean Durkin who's going to be the director, it looks like.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, look, some of these are iconic. Some of them fly under the radar, like the Jimi Hendrix one. I think that was Andre Benjamin from Outkast that played Hendrix, right?
I don't remember, actually.
Let's just go with me being right on that. And I mean, nobody really saw the movie.
And I really liked the Doors one with Val Kilmer. Matter of fact, it was kind of creepy because he looked a lot like Jim Morrison in that movie.
Which might have been the only thing that was sort of accurate about it.
What was that?
I said it might have been the only thing that was accurate about it was his appearance.
True. So I am actually excited to see it. I mean, this is, for me, honestly, this is not a theater pick. This will be a rainy afternoon on a Sunday movie type of thing.
Yeah, totally.
And the other thing is, this will be a perfect time to have Kris Kristofferson in a movie, you know, considering he's the one who wrote Me and Bobby McGee, if nobody actually knows that.
But and really, all my naysaying about biopics aside, Janis Joplin really deserves her own film recognition. I mean, that chick was something else.
No, I agree. I don't think she gets nearly enough recognition for what she did, for how, you know, short time she was around. And we're gonna switch to our question, which, what was our top three heroes? And I'm gonna let James go first.
Okay, now you were specific and you said comic.
Yes.
Book heroes.
Comic book heroes.
So that would be the Hulk.
Okay.
Doctor Strange. And for some reason, I'm trying to blink on my third. Wolverine.
Okay.
Because I read the comics of those. Batman would be up there, but I was cartoon with those mostly until later years I started reading the comics.
I should have really amended this for cartoons.
Yeah,
I was actually starting to rethink one of mine.
Yeah, I had an honorable mention. Matter of fact, I still might throw it out.
See? You said comic book. So those are my favorite comic book characters.
Okay, let's do an addendum. What's your one cartoon?
Well, I mean, they're comic book characters. You know what I mean? Like, they came from comics. I don't think there's a need to amend.
So
being picky.
So what about you, Ryan?
Okay, well, Batman, number one. I've read more Batman books than anything else. Number two is the only one that I was thinking about I had to amend, but Punisher. Haven't read too much of it, like the stuff that I have, but mostly it's the other iterations of them that I really got into, which I thought James was going to have, actually. And sort of the lesser-known one that everyone kind of forgets about, Spectre.
Yeah, Spectre is a good one.
Spectre was gangster.
And do you have any honorable mentions?
No. You asked me to come up with three. I fucking came up with three.
Wow. Talk about picky.
Jesus.
I get it. So mine would be Batman and Wolverine because, I don't know, he's got claws and is snarky as hell.
He's a violent little bastard.
Yeah, violent because he's like, little because he's like 5'6" in the comics.
Yeah.
Or well, little. Apparently that'll go by the wayside with John. He's just interested in the claws and the snarky.
Hey, ripping people apart. Never mind the story. I just love. God, and the third one was a little hard because I like Doctor Strange. I've read some of the comics. Damn, this is really, really hard. So I'm going to stick with Doctor Strange. And I'm going to have one honorable mention who's a cartoon, Darkwing Duck.
Nice.
Because Darkwing Duck is kind of a spoof on all the masked heroes.
No Inspector Gadget or Captain Planet?
Captain Planet. by the way, here's another movie news. They're actually making a Captain Planet movie, and if I read the thing right, it sounded like it's going to be a live action.
It is.
I might be making this up. Is Justin Timberlake involved in that?
I think so.
Along with everybody's favorite drowning man.
David Blaine?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh.
Wow, I was really reaching in my brain for that fucking reference, dude. That was obscure.
I know. Only thing in mind was David Blaine trying to drown himself a few times.
And I read that and I'm like, okay, what's now? I don't know how many people actually remember that cartoon. It was kind of a gimmick when it came out. It was entertaining as all hell.
It was cheesy. My ass. I grew up on that show.
It was cheesy as hell.
So did I, and I always felt sad for the Indian dude. Everybody else got cool power. What was his power? Heart. He's a therapist. That's his power.
Yep.
I'm going to make you feel better, man.
It's like a Care Bear.
Even the dude would have been like, whoa, man.
Yeah. It takes all of us to save the planet, all right?
Yeah.
And I love the PSAs at the end. After the 80s, when they stopped doing it, their whole goal was, you need to recycle.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Dude, I heard nothing except how to recycle growing up, I swear. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck my parents were doing in their generation, but apparently they did nothing but just throw trash around.
Exactly.
Well, that's mercury, tennis balls, whatever. Just throw it outside.
Yeah, just whatever. Just whipping out those old styrofoam fucking McDonald's containers onto the sidewalk. You know, to where they had to tell all of us, like, hey, make sure you recycle because your parents are dumb and...
Is that asbestos in the wall? Here, let's put it by the crib.
Right? So, matter of fact, I know what's going to be the next movie they're going to come out with. It's going to be Double Dare, the movie! Nice. With Mark Summer, that dragged his corpse out of whatever movie television series he's doing now.
If anything, Hidden Temple.
That's actually in the works.
Oh, Jesus. I don't...
I haven't found a whole lot about it, but I read it in one of my favorite sites, and I'm thinking... Okay, how are they going to make this a movie? Don't get me wrong. I love it was fun to watch, but dear God. Next thing they're going to have is they're going to have like Gack the movie or what was the words you can't say in television. That was a Canadian show on Nickelodeon in the early days.
I'm just waiting for them to do Double Dragon.
Again?
Yeah. It's a reboot, dude.
Well, okay, look, to be fair, they did a movie because the game was really, really fun.
It was.
But the best
old school side-scroller who was badass.
The best part of that movie was Alyssa Milano, and only a small segment of that movie with Alyssa Milano. I mean, come on.
Oh, shoot. This is made in 94.
What was?
Double Dragon.
Yes.
God.
Along with everybody's... worst movie was Super Mario Brothers. So much as Bob Hoskins? Yeah, whatever his name was. And the other guy drank the whole time. They were hammered throughout the movie because it was so bad.
Yeah.
I could see that for Bob Hoskins. You just sitting there like, fuck it, I'm getting drunk. You know what? Okay, seriously, instead of talking about this, you know, Legends of the Hidden Temple being remade and shit. Seriously, though, the one thing I'm still looking forward to and I'm still trying to keep an eye on is the sort of kind of tacit reboot that Universal's doing with all of the old school monster movies.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of announced this right around 2014 somewhere and kind of slowly started to piece it together. And now they're starting to hire directors and writers. But the original ones that were kind of mentioned was going to be, and these are like straight up reboots, like they want to just do these movies, not like, you know, Frankenstein Can Talk and is lecturing at some, you know, community college or whatever fucking movie that was. Actually Frankenstein's monster and Count Dracula and the Wolfman and Invisible Man, that kind of stuff.
So the only question, and I do think a lot of people are going to get this confused, is The Mummy with Tom Cruise is slated for 2017.
Yeah, that might be the first one.
Is this going to be based off of and or like the other one that came out in the mid-90s? Frasier?
I think obviously it's going to be sort of loosely based on it, minus, you know, a lot of the old,
Here's the description based off...
As long as they don't do Monkey Bone.
So here's the description on IMDb. It's going to
Brendan Fraser.
It's going to be an ancient queen is awakened from her crypt beneath the desert, bringing with her malevolence grown over millennia. Blah, 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 blah. So,
isn't that... All right, whatever.
Well, no, the difference between that one than the other one was the other guy was cursed because he did something he wasn't supposed to.
He read from the Book of the Dead and then things like that. But, I mean, you know, how much different can it really be? You awake an old mummy. The mummy's got some old Egyptian powers. She starts wreaking havoc.
Yeah,
because it's the only one that I'm actually remotely interested, to be completely honest, is the Dracula one.
Well, I mean, I mean, even the obscure stuff, you know, like I mean, I want to see a good Frankenstein. Wish they would do it like a timepiece, like a period piece.
See, that's the one thing is I'm actually worried that it's going to be in modern times and it's going to suck because I think the Mummy movie is by the pictures, and I legitimately think I'm going to have issues with it because at least as a period piece, I think it's a tad bit more believable. It has a little bit more feeling. If it's going to be, you know, like the Mummy in New York, it's going to be stupid.
Well, I mean, to a certain extent, I mean, obviously it really depends on the writers, but you know, just kind of the idea of sort of bringing these things back, the stories, you know what I mean? Stuff that's been around for, you know, almost 100 years. You know, they made a Mummies movie, you know, shit, every like 10 years there are every couple of years that almost be a new one or the new. I mean, they did Abbott and Costello meet the Mummy, for crying out
loud. But don't get me wrong. I mean, but listen, don't you think it would be better having Dracula set in like 1868 versus Dracula 2016? He's back and wants vengeance, you know?
What was that one?
Well, see, that's the kind of stuff I think they're trying to get away from and get back to just some, you know, legit kind of old school horror suspense movies.
Well,
you know,
that's kind of what they try to do with Benicio del Toro's Wolfman.
And that sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of out there.
See, this is why I think, I really do think this type of movies, I think it's better doing, I think it's better as a period piece. I just don't think doing it in modern times lends itself to any other era but that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, because I like the... you know, the group of people kind of dealing with some monster that's sort of slowly stalking them in some weird setting. That's why I liked, you know, when they did the 90s Brendan Fraser Mummy. It took place in like 1920.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why it was good.
And that, yeah,
because they didn't have the resources that one would be able to call upon. And then the threat has to get that much bigger to combat sort of the global, you know, response team.
Because you and I both know what's going to happen if the new mummy for 2017 is going to happen. They're going to have computers and they're going to do this and that, and they're going to solve it by using some sort of mathematical formula, and they're going to explain it completely wrong like they usually do with technobabble. Like
Blade in the second and third Underworld?
Yes. It's going to suck. And that's my biggest thing I'm afraid of is I legitimately love the Mummy movies and the Invisible Man, the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Wait, we weren't a big fan of the spinoffs? With The Rock?
No, actually.
You don't like smelling what he's cooking?
No, I don't like a strudel either. Yeah. So I don't know. Funny, that's
how good The Rock is. How do you come back from Scorpion King?
Yeah, no joke. Well, you pretty much just play a gay cowboy.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you do.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, so I'm really worried. And the other question, are these movies going to be connected, which is something Hollywood loves to do now that Marvel did it?
I think they're going to sort of establish the Universal Universe, you know what I mean? Kind of, you know, have it be this world where these types of things happen.
You mean it's all relative?
So I know we're coming up to the end of the show, but so you think this is going to be like eventually we're going to see, you know, like the monsters versus the good guys, you know, it's going to be like Dracula.
Van Helsing?
Yeah. It's going to be something like that.
Yeah. I think they might do a Van Helsing, you know, and kind of get into some of that. Because, I mean, you know, that's potentially where you can go. I mean, when everyone's trying to do, you know, all of these origin stories of all these comic books and lead them into these big, giant Justice League movies.
What does an aneurysm feel like? Oh, that is a horrible idea. I can see it now. It's going to be Dracula Mummy versus Tom Cruise.
No.
Keep
his asymmetrical face out of here.
I'm sorry. It just the idea of being a Van Helsing, like him versus everybody, it's like it didn't work.
Well,
when the first movie
I don't think it's going to be a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Let's throw everything in the kitchen sink in there.
This is what I'm thinking.
Captain something Day After Tomorrow, whatever it was. That one?
Sky Captain.
Thank you. Sky Captain in the Day After Tomorrow.
That movie at least had some redeeming value in it.
What, like being steampunk? I don't think so. That does not save your butt. Okay.
Come
it's got a point there.
Um, So I don't know. It really worries me just because I just don't see, I don't know. I need to hold back judgment, but we'll be interested to see how well it actually does.
Yeah. Obviously they got to be able to set the tone if they're going to start this whole process. You know, they can't just make a shitty first movie.
Oh no. I mean, oh, wait, right. Hold on. This is the second film in the rebooted universe. The rebooted Universal Monster franchise. Can you guess which was the first one?
Oh, no.
I just read this, by the way.
Sucker Punch?
Dracula Untold.
Oh, God, really?
This is trivia via IMDb, so it may or may not be real. I'm hoping this is wrong because that movie was awful.
You know, it wasn't as bad as I was expecting, but my expectations were pretty low to begin with.
When it comes to, honestly, a Dracula movie, I'm expecting something on the level of Bram Stoker's Dracula, something with feeling to it, not this very blasé story about how Vlad the Impaler became Dracula.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's been told so many different ways.
I just want to read, I really do just want a straight one-to-one reboot of the story.
Okay, so yeah, no, I don't think those movies are going to be connected.
God, I hope not.
The ones that they're doing are basically slated to start 2017.
God, I really, really, really hope this is true because that movie sucks.
No, there's no way that is. No, because I think that what I heard was they want to do, like, Dracula. Just fucking Dracula. And just, you know, Frankenstein's monster. You know, like the very simple, let's just do this story again.
Yeah, I hope so, because I wouldn't doubt if the director Gary Shore of Dracula Untold is now doing Nike commercials.
Yeah, it's suitable.
God damn, that movie was bad.
And I like Dominic Cooper as well. I actually do like him. I'm pretty sure he's from Banshee. No. Click on him.
Well, this is very nice, Air. So, ladies.
Oh, there we go.
He was from Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Slayer, Need for Speed, Warcraft.
Sorry, Preacher.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, dear God. We're sorry for bringing you some very sad, sad news. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not. I'm being blunt. Hollywood sucks.
It could be worse. They could be remaking Toxic Avengers. Oh, wait, they are. So, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. I just combined two things, Avenger and Avengers.
I think we've learned something. Okay, vote with your dollars, people. Don't see shitty movies, and they'll stop making them.
Yep.
See, this is why video stores were awesome. You didn't have to go to theaters. You could just rent them.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and Ryan Preston, thank you for watching.
Goodbye. Thank you.